is Daf Ches. So let's take it from the very, very top. The Gemara starts off by saying, L'may desalika daita meikara, that which we thought in the Havamina from yesterday's Daf, so just to remind ourselves from yesterday's Daf, we had this situation whereby there was a Mavway that had been breached into a Chatzar, and from the Chatzar to Rosh Hashanah. That was the case we had. And we had a Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether or not that Mavway would be Aser or not. That was the case. The Chatzar was Mutter, but whether or not the B'nai Chatzar would Aser the Mavway. So again, a Mavway to a Chatzar to Rosh Hashanah. So in that machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, in terms of the status of the Mavoi, so the Gemara had a Havamina that didn't make any difference whether there was an Erev or not an Erev. The Gemara had concluded one place was where there was an Erev, and another situation was that there was no Erev. But in the Havamina, there was no difference about an Erev or not. It was just a question of whether it's Mefulish or not Mefulish. So in that Havamina, the Gemara wants to know, what was the thinking, L'mar desalaka daita meikar, that which we initially had thought, that this discussion was Bein She'irvu, Bein Shelo Irvu, whether it was a Erev or no Erev, they still had a debate, what's the Machlokas? So Gemara says, Pligi, Be'irvu b'may Pligi, and B'Shelo Erevu b'may Pligi. We're going to have two scenarios. If it was a situation where there was an Erev around the Mavo and the Chatzar, and yet they still had a Machlokas, what were they arguing about? And in the scenario where there was no Erev, there was still a Machlokas, what was that Machlokas about? So these are the two scenarios we're trying to figure out in the Havamina. So Gemara says, as follows. Now, it's important to know, by the way, in terms of the definition of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, when you have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and there's a breach in that Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you need two things to allow you to carry into that Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So, and for example, let's say you have your yard is fenced in, but there's a little hole, there's a Pesach, there's an entrance way to leave the gate, it's wide open, there's no door, just a doorway. Not even a Pesach, just an opening. So you need two things to allow you to carry within the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Number one is that breach must be less than 10 amos. Number two is you have to be able to see the walls going from both directions. Let's say it's just a U, and even though the breach is not less than 10 amos, but since there's nothing pointing that way into the fourth wall, it's just flat like that, that's not good enough for Shas Yachid. So you need to close off the fourth wall like that a little bit. You could see the walls, and that breach must be less than 10 amos. So that's very important to know in terms of what creates a proper Shas Yachid. So the Gemara now says, Bishalo Irvu, when there was no air between the Mavoi and the Chatzar, Pligi, they argue about the following concept. We're going to see this a few times in the Masechta. It's called Benira Mibachutz Vishaba Mibifnim. You see it from the outside, but from the inside it's even. So if you have a picture, it makes it very clear. I'll try to create a picture here. Those who have one, look inside. You have a Mavoi that's shaped like that. And then when the Chatzar, the Mavoi leads into the Chatzar is much wider than that. So from the perspective of the Mavoi, these walls look flat. I have no fourth wall to speak of. But if you look from the Chatzar's perspective, you see the walls that go like that. So you could see the walls looking to the Mavoi, I see the fourth wall coming around. So from the perspective of the Chatzar, in that Chatzar, I'm surrounded by four walls, and there's a little breach leading to the Mavoi. But from the perspective of the Mavoi, I only see three walls here, the fourth wall is completely empty, because the fourth wall goes like that, which I can't see from the perspective of the Mavoi. So it's what's called, the Gemara says, near Mibuchot, I see the fourth wall from the outside, from the perspective of the Chatzar, I could see that fourth wall. But mibifnim, when I'm in the mavoi in near shave, it looks shave bifnim. It looks equal. The walls are completely straight. I don't see that fourth wall. So now, what happens is, from the perspective of a chatzer, it's actually a good wall because from the perspective of the chatzer, I see the fourth wall closing. But from the perspective of the mavoi, it's not a good wall because I don't see the fourth wall closing in. So the question is, how do you define such an area? Do you look from the perspective of the Mavoi or from the perspective of the Chatzar? So that's the Machlokas. This Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel argued whether or not you would call this a fourth wall or not a fourth wall. That was the Machlokas in the Havamina, according to the first understanding. Now, we're going to see this concept a lot more. This is just kind of just throwing out the concept that we have to just move on for now, but we'll see it much later on in the Masechta.
Aren't most Mavoi like that, that they don't have a wall?
Could be. I'm not sure. There are different types. There are many different types. I'm not sure most. We don't have any Mavoim to know what's most or not. But certainly you've encountered different types. So that's a certain type. So then the Gemara says, Be'irvu, now in a situation where the B'nai Chatzar and B'nai Mavoi did make an Erev together. So they're working within the same Erev, the same ownership, and yet we still had a Machlokas in the Havamina between Rav and Shmuel when it's a Mavoi to a Chatzar to a Shizarabim. That's a Machlokas whether that's Mutter or Aser. So what's that machlokas? So the Gemara says, Be'irvu kemiflagi, they argue about Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Lo shanu. That discussion that we had yesterday, that Rav Yehuda said, if you have a mavoi that goes into a rechava, rechava was the backyard of a house, where no one really used so much. When it was a mavoi into rechava that led into then a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we said that rechava was useless, And it was as if there was a wall at the end there. It wasn't mefulash. Even though you could see right through the rechava and see the rishis rabim, we view the rechava as some type of a wall, and you wouldn't have to make a tikkun. That's only true that you don't need a tikkun if, again, lo shanu ela kishakala le'emser rechava. If the mavoi ends up in the center of the rechava, it ends up, there's a very narrow alleyway, and leads into a huge backyard. So then we say that there's a fourth wall, rather, third wall, kind of closed off. But if it's a case of al kala mitzide rechava asif, you see a picture. If you have a picture, if it doesn't end up, the mavoi doesn't end up in the center of a rechava. Let's say the walls are like this; they're uneven. One mavoi is like this. One mavoi walls like this. Rechava is you're getting to the rechava on the side of it. So now I'm not ending off in the center of rechava. I'm ending up in the side of the rechava. That situation would actually be considered asur. That would require tikkun on the other end. So that's that we're saying here is the machlokes is only when it ends off in the middle of the rechava, but when it ends off on the side of the rechava, everyone would agree that it's usher until you make a tikkun on that end, that would be considered a mefulash. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Had the Amar is that which you said in a situation, l'emtza rechava, that when the mavoi ends up into the rechava, into the center rechava, it's mutter, it's not mefulash. You don't need to fix that end of it. Lo amrin, it's only true. There are going to be a number of qualifications here, by the way. Lo amrin, it's only true. Elish ze shelo keneged ze. When the breach of the mavoi into the rechava is not aligned with the breach of the rechava into rishis rabim. So you go like this. You go from the mavoi to rechava, and then you have to move to the side to get to rishis rabim. It's not an even flow. You have to go around a little bit. That's when we said it's mutter. It's considered closed off. Aval zeh keneged zeh, if the mavoi goes right into the rechava, and you could see right over the rechava, directly into the rishis rabim, that would be usur, that would be considered mefulash, and it would require a tikkun. Gemara says a further distinction. Amar Rav Misharishya, had amar is that which we said, Rav Yehuda, when the mavoi leads into rechava, doesn't need a tikkun, it's zeh shelo keneged zeh, mutter, and when they're not parallel to each other. When the entrance to the Rechava is not aligned with the entrance into Rosh Hashanah, you have to move off to the side a little bit. That's mutter. It's only true lo amrin ela de Rechava de Rabim. If that backyard is owned by a number of people, it's Rechava de Rabim. Because Rechava de Rabim, no one's going to change the usage. You're not going to, and there's some areas where there's like a backyard between like 20 houses. No one's going to go and just claim it to start building on it. It's by the Rabim. So that remains a Rechava backyard that's forever. Aval, if it's a rechava that's owned by a yachid, an individual, a personal backyard, so then it would be considered usur. Why is it usur? Because the zimnin de mimlechala, sometimes the owner of that backyard, although now it's just viewed as just empty space, sometimes he'll decide to bunny lay batim to build house on it, and that would be considered a regular chatzir, v'havilei kimavoi shekala letzidei rechava, and that would be usur. That would be an usur din. So again, we have three qualifications. Of again, from a mavoi to rechava to a shesharabim, it would be mutter only if again it's shelo keneged zeh. They have to be off with each other. Number one. Number two is it can't be the tzidei rechava, otherwise that would be aser. Number three is it has to be owned by the rabim. It can't be owned by the yachid. Only in those cases, those three qualifications, does the end of that mavoi into rechava not require tikkun. But if it's missing one of these qualifications, either it's zeh keneged zeh, the mavoi goes directly through rechava to rishis rabim, it requires a tikkun. Or if it's owned by the yachid, it requires a tikkun as well, because the yachid could turn into a bias, could turn into a rishis yachid. And or if it's going to be a situation where it's tzidei rechava, the side rechava, that too would require a tikkun. So Gemara now wants to know, and it's hard to understand these cases because we don't build mavois anymore. It's not we don't build Erev either. None of us build it, at least. But it's hard to just really appreciate it, but to bring it to life a little bit. But these are the dinim of building a mavoi and the proper tikkunim for it. So the Gemara now says, Umina temra deshanilan, who says there's a distinction between rechava the rabim, the rechava the yachid? But we said, if you end off in the rechava the rabim, there's no concern that they're going to change over to build a house there. But if it's a rechava the yachid, a person can decide to build an extension of his house. So the Gemara says, Dama rabin bar av rav ada, amar rab yitzhak, maisa b'mavoy echad. There's once a maisa with one alleyway, she tzido echad kol yam, one side was the water. We haven't been introduced to the halachas of water yet, but when it works right now, oftentimes, if you have, let's say, a river. So the river, the edge of the river inside the water is like 10 tefachim deep. So it goes, it serves as a wall, though I can't see it. If it goes 10 tefachim straight down, even though it's covered by the water, that works as a mechita and goes all the way up. So one side of this mavoi was the water. There's a little lake, river, or something that had 10 tefachim deep. So that was one wall on one side of the mavoi. The other side of the mavoi, it was they had tzide echad kala liyam, and tzide echad was kala le'ashra. There's a garbage. Now garbage are piled up 10 tefachim high. So one end was flat, it was going down to the water. The other end was considered 10 tefachim high of garbage. So now you have walls on each side. And this case was presented from Maisel Fnei Rebbe. Rebbe was presented with a shaila, whether these are considered two walls, and then maybe you don't have to have a tikkun on one end. And the Gemara says, it was again, where it led to Rosh Hashanah. So again, there was a side of houses with two walls, and it led to Rosh Hashanah. So would these walls be considered good enough to create the lechi and korea to close off the mavon? So it was presented to Rebbe, and Rebbe said, lo amar ba, lo heter, lo iser. He didn't give an answer. He didn't want to be matter this, nor did he want to answer this. Why didn't he want to be matter? Why didn't he want to answer this? Iser lo amar ba, he didn't say this was aser. Deha kaim and bechitzos. You have got two great walls. You have the walls of the riverbank, and you have the walls of the garbage, the tens vachamai. But at the same time, heter lo amar ba, he didn't want to be matter such a wall, because chashin and shema tinatel ha'ashva, there's a concern. You might take away the garbage, and you lose your 10 tefachim high of garbage. Or, yala hayam shirtin, or maybe the water is going to come, bring up some dirt, or remove some of the sand, and then the 10 tefachim might become less than 10 tefachim. You might turn to a 5 tefachim wall now, and won't serve as a wall. Since these two walls are subject to change, the garbage and the water, riverbanks, he didn't want to matir, because who knows if that could lose the status of being a mechita. So we see from here, there's a chashash, then an ashba can be removed. People can move a garbage, a wall that's built of garbage. So Gemara says, why is that? We have another case, we're about to prove, that we were not concerned that people are going to move an ashba, garbage. Mi chashina, are we really concerned? Shema tinata ashba, that people are going to take away the garbage? Vatnan, the Mishnah tells us much later in the Masech, the Daftani Tes, that ashba b'Rishus HaRabim, if you have a garbage piled up in Rishus HaRabim, in the public domain, gavoa asar tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim high, chalon shagab, if there's a wall, rather a window, right above it, right above the area that's been enclosed by garbage, zorkin l'b'Shabbos, you could throw from your house, which is Rishus HaYachid, into an area enclosed by garbage, which is another Rishus HaYachid, yachid the yachid's allowed, and there's no chashash. So we see that if there's an area outside that's enclosed by a wall of garbage, it's acceptable, and we're not concerned they're going to remove the garbage. So we see, but one place you can, or rather one place you're concerned that they're going to move away the garbage, another place we're not concerned they're going to move away the garbage. How do you reconcile this? The Gemara concludes, therefore, it must be Alma, Shani bein Ashba de Rabim, the Ashba de Yachad. There's a distinction between the garbage owned by the Rabim, which it's unlikely that will be removed. No one has real ownership or concern or responsibility. We're not talking about where there's a, you know, a sanitation department. Is Ashba the Rishis Rabim, they just let the garbage pile up, it stays there for a long time, it's a good mechitza. But the ashba, the yachid, my backyard, if I got my garbage piled up, I have another responsibility. It's possible I'm or someone else might move their personal ashba. So just like we have a distinction between ashba the rabbim and ashba the yachid, the Gemara says here as well, hachanami shani bein rechava the rabbim, rechava the yachid. Meaning what? If I have a mavoi that leads into rechava the rabbim, unlikely, if it's owned by many, many people, that anybody's going to build on it, because no one has the right to build on it. It's owned by the public. But if it's a rechava the yachid, so who knows, one day a person might decide to build on it and would no longer be considered rechava anymore. It might be considered a regular rishus yachid. So just like this, again, there's a distinction between ashba the rabbim and ashba the yachid, so too there's a chiluk between rechava the rabbim and rechava the yachid. Gemara now says, okay, this whole discussion we just had above was all within an opinion of Rebbe. The Rebbe was the one who had said regarding the that mavoid that had one side was water and one side was ashba, the halach was presented to Rebbe. Rebbe didn't say mutter, he didn't say aser. The Gemara wants to know, what would the chachamim, what would they say in this case? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbanan Mai, what would the psak of the Rabbanan be in the case of the water and the ashba? Amar Rav Yosef Bar Avdimi Tana, they have a brisa, chachamim osim. Chachamim felt it was usher to rely on the water and the ashba because the water might change the mechitza of the riverbank and the ashba might be taken away. And Amar Rav Nachman halacha kedivei chachamim. We pass in that way. One cannot rely on an ashba the yachid or the river for a wall. Gemara says a little bit different version of this. Ikadami, others say Amar Rav Yosef bar Avdimi tana chachamim matirin. He had a brisa that said the chachamim say it's a mutter to rely on the water and it's a mutter to rely on the ashba. And if you have this presentation of Chachamim, so then the conclusion, Rav Nachman says, Amar Rav Nachman, ein halacha k'dibri chachamim. We don't pass them like that. In other words, Rav Nachman made it clear that we do not rely on the yam and the ashpa. The question was, where did chachamim lie in this particular issue? Were they mutter usher? But in the end, halacha ma'aseh, it's certainly usher. We just don't know if it's usher like chachamim or it's usher against chachamim, but certainly it's usher halacha ma'aseh to rely on either one of these walls. So now the Gemara talks about a situation that a certain city in Sura, in Babel, had a number of different alleyways, mavos, and the way it works was that each alleyway led into the river, kind of like Venice has all the waters like through the streets. So each alleyway led to a little water where you kind of have your boat at the end of it, and you go in. So now the mavos was open-ended. So can you rely on that wall that's beneath the water in Venice? Does that work? So the Gemara says what they did in that particular city in Sur, which had a similar thing of the alleyways leading to the water, they did not want to rely on the wall beneath the water. What they did was, Maremar Pasik Le Lusura Be'uzli. What he had done was, he built some type of netting wall that went at the end of each alleyway. So although the alleyway would naturally go into the water, they built a little netting there to serve as the wall, because they didn't want to rely on the wall that was beneath the water, because who knows if the water could ever change the positioning of the sand and the dirt there. And that's what they did. Because Amar Chashinan Shema Yala Hayam Sirtan, perhaps it's going to bring up some storm will come. It's going to bring sand and rocks and dirt, and the mechitza believe beneath the water will be less than 10 tefachim. So he didn't want to rely on that. Therefore, he passing to build a netting above as a wall above ground that you can rely on. So Gemara now says a different situation of alleyways that took place in also in Sura. The Gemara says that Hahu Mavoy Akum, you had this alleyway that was curved like a shape of an L or a resh. So the Hava Basur, that was in Surah. And what they did was, so we had the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel a couple of days ago, where you required a source of Pesach at the curve, that corner, and the other one felt that you need some Bialechi. So what they did in this particular Mavoy Akum in Surah, they built a Os Karach Budya, they wrapped it, they rolled up a mat, and Osvi Bay Bakmumise, they place it at the corner where it turned. So it was kind of like a lechi, but it wasn't very stable. It was just a mat rolled up together. So the Gemara says, Amr of Chizda, if you have a picture, it's very clear there. So Amr of Chizda, those who don't have pictures, I highly recommend you get pictures. It's very, very helpful. Either the Masifta or one of these picture books, or maybe the articles have it also, I don't know. But the Kala pictures really make it come to life. They have nice waves here in the water, so I highly recommend them. So Amr Rav Chisda, Halo Karav Halo Kishmuel. This psak of putting up a rolled mat at the corner doesn't hold like Rav nor like Shmuel. Because the Rav, Damar Tarasa Mefulash, she felt a curved mavoid had a din of Mefulash. It's viewed as a smooth pass-through. And Tzuras HaPesach, but you need a Tzuras HaPesach at the corner. And this certainly was not a Tzuras HaPesach. And according to Shmuel, Damar Tarasa Kisasim, he felt that it was curved, it was completely closed. So he says that's only true when it's closed. All you need is a lechi, but a lechi works hani mile when the lechi is a lechi malya, a good lechi that's stable, that's nailed to the wall. But aval hai, this mat you rolled up and just leaned against the wall, came to nashu bezika. Once the wind comes and blows, b'shadele is going to throw the mat across the way. It's not going to work as a lechi. Lo klumu, it's worthless. So it's not like Shmuel because it's not source of pesach. It's not like Rab because it's an unstable lechi. So Gemara says it's very simple. It wasn't that they just lied it against the wall, leaned it against the wall. The nods by sixach v'chabre. They take a peg, a nail, and they nail into the wall. So a chabre that's connected, that will serve as a very good lechi and would work according to the opinion of Shmuel. And that's what they did. They nailed it into the corner. It was a regular lechi. So Gemara now says gufa. Amr of Yirmiya barav amrav mavoy shin nifratz bimiloa lechatzer. So if you have a mavoy, and the mavoy, one end is rishis rabim, the other end is a chatzer. And now the mavoy is completely open to the chatzer. So from the perspective of the mavoy, I just see it flat walls. I see three walls, or rather two walls. A rabbim, two walls on the side, and there's just the chatzer. I don't see any fourth wall there. It's wide open. So from the perspective of the mavoy, it's below the chatzer. It's completely wide open to the chatzer. And now benifrita chatzer, the chatzer on the other end, that wall on the other end of the chatzer, is connected, though it's wide open to the rishis rabbim. So now the chatzer is muteris, but the mavoy is aser. The reason why, because the chatzer, when you're in the chatzer, although I see an entranceway to the rabbim, and I see an entranceway to the mavoy, each entranceway is less than 10 tefachim, 10 amos rather, and I see the walls. Like, as long as I see the walls closing in, and the pirt is less than 10 amos, that's a good wall, that's a good pesach, I'm good within the chatzer. However, from the mavoy's perspective, I can't walk carrying the mavoi because the Bnei Chatzer, who use the mavoi, they aser the mavoi. They're viewed as two different entities. There's the Chatzer and the mavoi. So the Chatzer is a good independent area. But since the Chatzer accessing the mavoi, unless you build an Erev, which we said before yesterday, that you have to have the Erev Chatzeris, where everyone buys the matzah, and they have one unit together. If there is no Erev, the people in the Chatzer are asering the ability to use the mavoi until you build that Erev. So it's a case where there's no Erev. So Bnei Chatzer could carry, but Bnei Mavoi can't carry. So the Gemara now says, Amar le Rabba bar Ula le Rav Bibi bar Abai Rebbe, lo Mishnah Seine Hizu? Is this not a Mishnah? This is Rebbe who told us his din? We don't need Rebbe. We have a Mishnah who teaches us his din. What's the Mishnah? Chatzer Kitana Shinifrata L'Gadol. So if you have a picture, it's very helpful. You have a huge Chatzer. And off to the side, you have a little Chatzer Kitana, small Chatzer. So when you're in the small Chatzer, I see a bigger Chatzer. I only see three walls. I can't see the fourth wall because I'm in the smaller area. If I'm in the Chatzer Gadola, so then I could see all four walls. I see the entranceway to the Chatzer Ketana, but I could see all four walls. So again, depending on your perspective, you'll be able to see the fourth wall or not fourth wall. So the Gemara explains, Hare again, Chatzer Ketana, Shinifra to the Gedola, a small Chatzer that's breached into a larger Chatzer. The Gedola is Muteris, because from my perspective in the Chatzer Gedola, I could see all four walls, and it's simply a Pesach into a smaller area. But the Ketana is also, if you're in the Chatzer Ketana, it's also to carry, because since you open into the larger one, I can't see the fourth wall from the perspective of the Chatzer. So this is the same thing as a Mavoi and a Chatzer. From the perspective of the Mavoi, I can't see the fourth wall, I can't see into the Chatzer, which is the Chatzer Gedola, so it's also the Mavoi. But when I'm in the Chatzer Gedola, I can't see into the Mavoi, I can carry into the Chatzer. So it's the same exact model. A Mavoi to a Chatzer is a Chatzer Ketana to a Chatzer Gedola. We have the mission of a Chatzer Ketana and a Chatzer Gedola. So why does Rebbe have to teach us, or Rav really, teach us a din that we already know from the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, you still need Rav to teach us the din of a Chatzer and a Mavoi. Why? Because Imei Hasmat, I had only the Mishnah about a Chatzer Ketana and a Chatzer Gedola. Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mila, it's only true, Hei Chadoloka Darsi Be Rabim. Because by the Chatzer Ketana and Chatzer Gedola, we're not talking about any Rabim. There's no access point to Rishis Rabim. It's people's front yards connected to each other. So that's where we say Chatzer Gedola is good, and Chatzer Ketana is no good. Aval, in the case, Hei Chadoloka Darsi Be Rabim, when Rabim were walking through from Mavoi to Chatzer to Rishis Rabim, I would have thought, Ema Afilu Chatzer Nami, even the Chatzer Gedola should be Aser in this case, since Rabim go right through the Mavoi Chatzer and Rishis Rabim, we should Aser both areas, the Mavoi and the Chatzer, and therefore they're different. That's why Rav has to teach me that no, in this case, actually still, even though they're Rabim using it, the Chatzer is still Mutter, even though the Mavoi is going to be Aser. So Gemara says, this too is a Mishnah. V'ha Nami Tanin, and we learned this in a Mishnah, a different Mishnah, Maseches Taros. Chatzer she'arabim nichnasin la bizu v'yotzin la bizu. If you have a chatzer, two entranceways. One entranceway is a rabim, and they go out to the other side to another rabim. So the two entranceways, rabim on each side of the chatzer, it's a rishis rabim l'tumah. With respect to tumah, what's the relevance of tumah? Not our topic now, but just say quickly. Whenever there's a safik tumah, so we say if the safik tumah takes place in rishis hayachid, it's actually tameh. The Gemara, the Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, v'nitma, 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 a few times in the context of a sota. So we compare sota to dine tuma. So just like we know sota is when the sota is in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, she's in privacy with another man, that's a din of a sota. Sota, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's a case of two people. Once you have three people, by sota, that's not sota anymore. Sota by Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's no longer by tuma, it's also Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Three people is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim for tuma purposes, based on sota. So just like Safek Tuma Rishus HaYachid by a Sota, she's Aser, so too Safek Tuma of Tuma, it's Tameh. But if it's Safek Tuma, a Safek Sota, if it's Rishus HaRabim, if it's a woman who's married and a man and another man there, three people there, we don't say she's Mutter. The Safek Sota Rishus HaRabim is Mutter, so too Safek Tuma Rishus HaRabim is Tahor. So that's a definition by Tuma, not our topic. But in this Mishnah, it says, although this Chatzer Rabim case is a Rishus Rabim Legabe Tuma, Legabe Rishus HaYachid, Legabe Shabbos. With regards to Shabbos, it's considered a Rishus HaYachid. In other words, even though Rabim are going from one end of Chatzer to the other end, they're walking right through, they don't get rid of my din of a Chatzer. My Chatzer is still Rishus HaYachid. So why do you have to have Rav teach me if the Mavoi to a Chatzer, to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that Chatzer is still Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why does he have to teach that to me? We know from this Mishnah Taros that already if Rabban go through a chatzer, the chatzer is still considered a rishis yachid. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, Ime hasam, had I had the mishnah taros, that a chatzer that's surrounded by rabbim and entranceways to rishis rabbim, it's still a rishis yachid. I would have thought, hanemila, that's only true, ze shlo keneged ze. When the two entranceways on the two opposite sides of the chatzer, when they're not parallel to each other, meaning the one entranceway from Rabim to Chatzar is here, the other one's over here, they're not parallel, that's the case where we say this Chatzar is Rishis Yachid. But if they're aligned with each other, was right through Chatzar, maybe in that case I would think it should not be a Rishis Yachid. Kamash Vlan, from this case of Rav, a Mavoy to a Chatzar, to Rishis Rabim, although it's a very smooth path through the Chatzar, it still retained its status as being a Rishis Yachid. As the Gemara says, the top of Amud Beis now, Aval Zeh Keneged Zeh, had it been the Pesach, directly across from the other Pesach, Eimalo, I would have thought maybe it would not be a Chatzar anymore. Kamash Malan Rav, it still retained its status as a Rishis HaYachid. So Gemara now says, Ula Rabba, Damar, Rabba said earlier, when we have the case of Mavoy, to a Rechava, to a Rabim, we said, Zeh Keneged Zeh Asar. Right? We said when it's a Rechava, it's only Mutter, if the Mavoy, to Rechava, to Rishis Rabim is Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh. But if it's Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's completely parallel, Rabba says Aser. So Zeh Keneged Zeh Aser. Hod the Rab b'may mokim lay. So what's Rab going to explain? How's Rab going to explain this case here? So he says, B'zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh. So Rab, who explained the situation of a Mavoy that goes to a Chatzer, to a Rishis Rabim, he has to say it's a case where the entranceways are not parallel to each other. That's a case of a Mutter. So now the Gemara says, Tarti Lamli. In other words, once Rab established to us that Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh is Mutter, Rab taught us the same exact din, Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh is also Mutter. Why teach us two different scenarios, Rab and Rav? And so the Gemara says, because Ime Hasim had only the din of the Mishnah above, how Rab understood it, Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh is Mutter, having I would have thought, Hanimile Lidzok, it's only Mutter, and that if I throw from a Rabim into this area of the Chatzer, it's Rishis HaYachid, I'd be Chayv Chatas. So it's a real Rishis HaYachid, I'm Chayv Chatas. But that's a Chumrah. I mean, I would view this area as a Rishis HaYachid L'Chumrah. If I had, again, a case of a Chatzar, and the entranceway of the Mavoy to Rabim are Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh, which means it's a Rishis HaYachid. So I think it's Rishis HaYachid L'Chumrah, that if I were to throw from Rabim into that area, it's a Rabim to Yachid, that'd be Chayv Chatas for throwing in. But maybe I would say, to allow me to carry within a kula, to carry within Rishis HaYachid, Dal Amos, that's a kula now. Maybe I wouldn't allow me to view it as a Yachid, Lekula, to carry. The Gemara says, Hani Mile only view this as a case of Rishis HaYachid, Lagabe Zrika, that's Chayv Chatas. Aval Atalto, to carry within Dal Amos, Eimalo, maybe we shouldn't be Mekel, and should say Lechumra, maybe don't view this as a Rishis HaYachid. Kamash Balam, we learn from Rav that no, we go across the board. When it's an area of a Mavoy into a Rechava into a Rishis Rabim, when the Psachim are not Keneged Zeh, they're not parallel, it's a Rishis HaYachid L'gabei Every Din. It's a Rishis HaYachid L'chumra. If you throw into it your Chayv Chatas from Rishis Rabim, and it's also L'kula, that you're allowed to carry within Dal Amos without any issue because it's a real Rishis HaYachid on a Deraisa level. Okay. Hope you guys still with me so far. Good. Okay, excellent. So Gemara then says, so Gemara now says, Itmar, it says further, we have now an interesting situation. Gemara quote, presents a situation of Mavoy Ha'asoy Kinadal. I think it's like a centipede of some sort. You have a Mavoy that's built, a big alleyway going across, and then small alleyways off to the side. If you have the picture, it's very helpful. So now one main alleyway in the middle, and then smaller alleyways off to the side, and each of those alleyways then lead to other chatzeros, which lead into batim. Up until now, we spoke about a house to a chatzer to one mavoy. Now we're talking about a house to a chatzer to a small mavoy, which all lead to a bigger mavoy, which eventually lead to a bigger rishis rabim. So these are different levels of larger streets. So now in this case of a mavoy, also a kinadal, this centipede of some sort. So Amar Abaye says, Ose Tursa Pesach Legadol, V'hanach Kulo Mishtare Bilachi Vikari. So the bigger Mavoy in the middle of this neighborhood, when it enters into Rishis Rabim, you need a Tursa Pesach at the end where the Mavoy enters into Rishis Rabim. But each of the smaller alleyways, it's sufficient to simply have a Lechi or a Kare to allow for those areas.
Bigger means longer.
The
bigger Mavoy means the longer Mavoy.
The longer one, which is wider, longer, and it leads into Rishis Rabim directly. So that you need a Tirtzah Pesach where it enters into Rosh Hashanah at the end of that longer, wider mavoi. So, and the smaller mavois are sufficient to simply have a lechi or a korah. So Gemara now says, Amar Leih Rava. Rava says, Kiman, who are you assuming that requires a Tirtzah Pesach at the end and a lechi and korah on the other end? If it's Kishmuel, Damar Taraso Kisosim. Shmuel felt whenever there was a curved mavoi, we view that as really being closed off. And for him, all you need is a lechi and a korah. You don't need a Tirtzah Pesach, according to Shmuel. Lama li Tirtzah Pesach, according to Shmuel. The old, moreover, even hahu mavoi alkam da'aveh b'naharda, even that curved mavoi that was in Naharda, which was in the place of Shmuel, chashu le l'rav, they were concerned with the shita Rav, who was machmir, who felt that a curved mavoi is considered mavoi mefulash, and would require a little fix at the corners as well. I mean, right now the way it's presented was only at the ends, the bookends require anything. But at the actual curve, the way the Gemara presented it, didn't require anything at the curve where it turned around. But Rav himself, even Shmuel, in Shmuel City, was concerned with the Shita Rav. You should at least require something at the place where it turned, that it curves. So the Gemara tweaks what had took place in this particular mavoi. And Ela Amar Rav, Rav says, Osa Tirtzah Pesach L'chulu, you have to make a Tirtzah Pesach at all L'hagisa, or all the different areas, the big ends, which was at the end where it meets Rosh Hashanah, and wherever there's a curve, you require Tirtzah Pesach. Those have a picture, very helpful. At each of the areas where it curves, there's another Tirtzah Pesach like Rav. And then the Idak Gisa, all the other ends, it's sufficient Mishtare B'lechi V'kor. You could simply put a Lechi or Korah, and that would permit the Mavot. Gemara now says, and this will be, I think, the last piece of this, second to last piece, the last piece of this Gemara. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Kana bar Tachlifa Mishmei, Rav Kana, pay attention to the name Rav Kana, we're going to see it mentioned a few times here. So, Amar Rav Kana bar Tachlifa, Mishmei Rav Kana bar Manyumi, Mishmei Rav Kana bar Malkiel, three Rav Kanas, different Rav Kanas, all in the name of each other. Mishmei Rav Kana, now a fourth one. So there's the Rav Kana. So you have three Rav Kanas quoting eventually from the famous Rav Kana. We have actually a few places in Shas where there's some steers about Rav Kana himself. And the Gemara Tosa answered the two Rav Kanas. So you see, there are really four Rav Kanas. So it's very easy to answer any steers you have between Rav Kanas. You say, oh, there are two different Rav Kanas you're working with, which really are four different Rav Kanas. So Rav Kana himself said, who is the Rabbi of the Rav, the Rebbe of Rav. Amrile, others say, goes Rav Kana bar Malkio, Hainu Rav Kana Rabbi the Rav. Really, there was three Ravs, Kanas. The third one we mentioned was really the same as Rav, Kana himself, who is the Rebbe of Rav, said the following. Mavoi, shetzido ha'echad aruch, v'tzido ha'echad katzer. You have a mavoi. Up until now, we had a very even mavoi, a perfect U. But now, one wall shorter, the other one's longer. So now you need to build a korah at the end. Now, how does that korah go? Does it go straight across, you cut off the long end, or do you go at an angle from the end of the smaller wall to the longer wall? So Gemara says again, if it's a case where tzido echad aruch, tzido echad katzar, the din is pachos me'arba amos. If the distance between the long end and the short end, you measure it's less than 4 amos, meniach zakora balachson. You can place a kara, the angle from the end of the shorter wall to the end of the longer wall, as long as that distance, that angle, is less than dal amos. If it's, however, arba amos or longer, you cannot place it on the diagonal. You have to place it actually on the shorter end, and the longer wall will just protrude out, won't be part of that mavoid that's permitted to carry in. And if you have the picture, it's, of course, very helpful. So Gemara says, now, Rava holds, Rava Amar, he felt, even if the distance were to be less than Dal Amos, you would not place it on an angle, you place it just wherever the shorter wall ends, that's where you place the Korah directly across, perpendicular to the walls, you would not place an angle.
So, you carry that section past?
That section, outside the Korah, you cannot carry it, outside that. So Gemara now is going to explain, what's the Svara, whether you could allow for an angled Korah, or you have to use a perpendicular Korah. So the Gemara explains, v'ema taima didi, v'ema taima didu. Rava says, I'll explain my reasoning, why I don't allow for an angled korah, and let me explain your reasoning, why you do allow for a lachson type of korah. Ema taima didi, my reason why I only allow for perpendicular korah, and korah taima, ema taima didi, korah taima mai. What's the purpose, what's the function of a korah? Mishum heker. It's supposed to be a heker, something that's strange, and reminds me that I'm only allowed to carry it in the mavoi, because this is a mavoi. And I know when I go to Rosh Hashanah, I can't carry there. It's supposed to be a heker, something out of the ordinary. So apparently, ba'alachson lo have a heker. When you place a korah on an angle, it's not as noticeable, and it doesn't stick out, and it doesn't serve as a proper hecker, and therefore Rava said, you cannot make a korah ever on an angle, must be perpendicular to the walls. Eima taima didhu. And the reason why you said you do tolerate a alachson, a korah ba'alachson, mishumai, what's the reason? You hold the korah has a whole other purpose. It's not because of a hecker, rather it's mishumachita. It serves as a wall. We view it halachli as coming down to close off the area. And ba'alachson, nami have a mechita. We have walls that are angles. Not every wall we have are perpendicular. Yeah, most buildings are pretty straight. So the walls in this building are all perpendicular to each other. But you have sometimes a case where a wall could be on an angle. So just like a regular mechita could be on an angle, a korah, which served as a mechita, could also be ba'alachson as well. So now Amar Rav Kana said, Hoyol Shmaita de Kanihi, since we just said this sugya in the name of the Rav Kahanas, the four Rav Kahanas we just mentioned, Ema Milsa Lemi Rav Kahan himself wants to contribute something else in the name of himself. So what do you want to say? Had Amris, that which we said, Meniach Korah Ba'alachson, that which we allowed according to the Rav Kahanas, all felt, you could have an angled Korah, it's still qualified by the following. Lo amrin ella shein balachsona yosim eser. It's only allowed if the distance of the area is not 10 amos. Aval yesh balachson yosim eser. If, however, the area from one end of the ara, the wall, the longer one, the shorter wall, if it's more than 10 amos far from each other, then divriakol ein maniach ella kinegra katze. That case, even the kahanas would agree you couldn't go according to the longer way, the angle wall, because the reason is it serves as a pesach. You could only allow a hecker to be over a pesach, but once that pesach is larger than 10 amos, we already learned by now, we don't allow for pesach larger than 10 amos, so if that alachson is larger than 10 amos, this korah would be puzzle and wouldn't be good even for the rav kahanas. Gemara now says, and last piece of the amud here, ibailu. Maulish tamish, what's the halacha with regards to using tachas akara below the korah? Can you use it underneath the korah or not? We already discussed this a couple days ago. The Gemara is now just asking a very direct question now. Mal lishtamish tachas akara. So Rav, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yochanan, Amru, they all said, Mutter lishtamish tachas akara. One's allowed to use the area beneath the korah. And Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Barabi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amru, Osir lishtamish tachas akara. You may not use the area below the korah. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara is going to give around three different answers what the machlokas here is. Lema b'hak mifliki. Let's say they're arguing about the following din. Mar savar kara mishum hekar, umar savar kara mishum mechita. They're arguing about the nature of a kara. One who felt it's a hekar, one who felt it's a wall. What's the difference? If you felt that the kara served the function of a mechita, so then the understanding would be that the mechita would come all the way down from the outside, close to the rabim, which means you can use the area beneath the kara. But if you think the korah is simply a hecker, so it's a hecker when you're in the mavoi. So the closer part to you, the panimi part, is what's recognizable, and you would not be able to use the area that's beneath the korah. So that's the first stab at this machlokas. And then where it says, lo, not true. The chuliyam mishum hecker, everybody agrees that the function of a korah is not to create a mechita, rather it's to create a hecker. They're arguing about the following. Demar saver hecker milagav, umar saver hecker milavar. Who is the hecker for? Is the hecker for the people in the Mavoi, or is the hecker for the people in the Rosh Hashanah? Do we say people in the Rabbim say, listen, I can't carry outside because I see the car over there. The car reminds me that I'm in Rabbim, I can't carry here. Or is the hecker for those who are in the Mavoi and say, wait a second, I can only carry in the Mavoi because there's the hecker. So is the hecker for those inside, or is it for those on the outside? If it's for the people on the outside, that means the outside of the korah is what's the hecker, then I can carry within, underneath the korah. But if the hecker is for the people inside the mavoi, so then only when I could see it in the inner part of the korah serves as a hecker. But beneath the korah does not serve as a hecker, and I couldn't carry beneath the hecker. So that's another attempt to explain what the machlokas is, whether you could carry beneath the korah or not. And thirdly, and finally, the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, the Chuyama, everybody agrees, Mishim Mechita. No, really the Korah functions as a Mechita. It generates some type of halachic Mechita. And they argue about which part of the Korah comes down. Mar Saver Chudo Pnimi, the inner part of the Korah is what comes down like a curtain, and therefore I cannot use beneath the Korah. And Yorid Vesosim, it closes off the Mavoi. And Mar Saver, the other opinion, felt that Chuda Hachiton, the outer part of the Korah, is what's Yorid Vesosim, which means I'm allowed to use the area and carry beneath the Korah. And the Gemara concludes, Am Rav Chista, HaKol Modim, Bebein L'chaim She'asu. That's all. This whole discussion is only true Lagabe Korah, whether you could use the area beneath the Korah. With respect to using a Lechi, L'chaim on the side, not Korah Lechi, Everybody agrees you cannot use the area inside the lechi. And the reason why not is because there is no shear of a lechi. A kor must be a tefach long. A lechi can be as tiny as you want. So if I'm using the area between the lechi, it's possible I might step outside Rosh Hashanah. It's too tight for me to know. And since there's no shear of the lechi, the asur using any time, any side between the lechi, only within the lechi. As opposed to a kor, which is a full tefach, which is a stronger area, they didn't feel that would lead to a concern of a person stepping into Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll continue with the Bai Minei Mitzah Hashem tomorrow morning.